Hello there, and welcome to another edition of iWake. It is Monday, and we're going to be continuing this interview series today. I believe this will be the last one of the series, and we'll be back to the normal routine for Tuesday. I may have something special for Tuesday, but we'll see. It's either today or tomorrow is my last day. Today's guest is Paul Shadwell. I know him from meeting him in Macworld, as well as him being on the International Mac podcast, which I'm on as well. We just dive into more iCloud and Mac App Store topics today. Getting into it, I just want to thank you for listening to iWake. This is normally a daily Apple News show, and this past week it's been more of an interview in discussions about iCloud and Mac App Store. And we're continuing that today. So with that, let's get into today's interview with Paul Shadwell. I'm here today with Paul Shadwell. How are you doing today, Paul?
I'm good. Thanks, Tim. So good to hear from you.
Yeah, you likewise. Yeah, it's been a little while. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say I missed you at Macworld this year.
Yeah, I did too. I was supposed to go, and then losing a job at the same time doesn't condone extensive travels. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. It all worked out. Ended up in Hawaii instead, so
nice.
Yeah. So I've been gathering different people up to discuss how you're using the Mac App Store and iCloud. For me, it really hit hard when Mountain Lion got released that this is probably a direction we should all be moving towards, since Apple wants us to go that way, with documents being stored in iCloud and just getting all of our apps from the App Store now. So what I've found is I've been able to move pretty much everything except for about 5 or 6 apps to the App Store now. And I've been finding replacement apps and things like that. And then I actually took the time to go through my entire Finder and move all my documents that are able to into different iCloud-enabled apps. So I'm curious, as far as the App Store, are you able to move most of your stuff over there? Are you still using mostly third-party non-App Store apps?
I would say probably... I could guess that around 90% of my apps are now from the App Store. I've replaced some of them. There are a few, of course, that they're available on the App Store, but also if you want extra features, you have to go directly to the developer to get it. But other than that, and the only one, probably the primary one that I use a lot and what we use for business is VMware Fusion, which is, of course, not on the App Store.
Sure, because it runs third-party code that Apple doesn't want you to be able to run. And then or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it would be. I know that VMware have done a lot of work to make it simpler to install. So it's now it's actually looks like a Mac app. So it doesn't actually install. You just drag it into the applications folder.
Oh, nice! So no installer required.
Exactly, and for all intents and purposes, it works. I think it's probably because it does actually talk directly to the hardware. That's probably why.
Okay. Yeah. The App Store. And there are the odd few that definitely could be Mac App Store apps like Skype, which isn't. Yeah. And I've been in talks with a couple developers like Levelator. I'm trying to get them into the App Store. And so I've got about 5 or 6 apps now that are not there. But it's a cool thing where you have iCloud documents where you just download the app and all the data comes with it as well.
Right. Yeah. I've been waiting actually for iCloud to start working properly on the Mac side, because I've been using iCloud certainly with the iPad and the iPhone without too much trouble. But when you wanted to use iCloud or get at documents or even store documents from the Mac, you had to go to the website, use a web browser, and upload the
document. Yeah, the Lion was like a half-baked thing. It was not ready for prime time. As far as iCloud's going, as concerned.
But it also meant that the apps need to be updated as well. So iWork was updated just after Mountain Lion was released. And now when you open those iWork apps, they automatically go straight to to your iCloud account. So you see your documents there.
Yeah, and those magically don't need to be the App Store version to get iCloud support, unlike other third-party developers. Imagine how that works. Right. Yeah, I ended up rebuying the iWork suite just to have them in the App Store, so they're just there. I've been doing that a lot lately, actually.
There was a trick that you could fool it into thinking that your iWork app was already from the App Store, right? Did you know that?
No.
There's a file which is basically looking, and hang on, let me look it up and I can tell you exactly what it's called.
Yeah, that would have been a couple of days ago. It's $60, yeah.
Late now.
Yeah, a little bit. That's all right, though.
But it's maybe it's useful for your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me just trying to pull up Finder right now. Bear with me a second. I must have it open somewhere.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed, it's very weird having my Finder now pretty much empty because everything I've moved in the iCloud. The only thing I have are my Final Cut projects that's in the Finder, but everything else, it's hidden away in the iCloud stuff now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. At the moment, I've got two machines. I'm talking to you through my my Mac Pro, which for some reason the Finder is frozen at the moment.
Oh,
but I've also got a Mac Mini, one of the new Mac Minis, which I upgraded to Mountain Lion, so I can look at it on there at least.
So you're an all desktop Mac user then, no laptops?
Sorry?
No laptops for you then, all desktops?
I have a MacBook Air.
Oh, you do? Okay.
An inch, which I carry around with me. The guys that I work with have all got MacBook Pros. One of them just recently, we upgraded him to a Retina display MacBook Pro. So he's the only one in the office at the moment with Mountain Lion on his work machine.
Okay, yeah. I would imagine, having on more than one machine is really cool, especially with TextEdit and Preview. It's been a frustration of mine that those two apps... We don't have iOS text editor, iOS preview. I hope that's like the missing feature Apple adds in this September. It's like, bringing preview and text edit to iOS because it needs to be there, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so there's what I just did was I went to the applications folder and I clicked, in this case, I clicked on Keynote. If you right click, there's an option that says show package contents.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, because this is one that I've already done, but when you download any app from the App Store, you get a folder which is called underscore MAS receipt. So Mac App Store receipt. And in that folder is a file which is called receipt. Now you can, what you can do to fool the Mac App Store into letting you re-download this without paying for it again, is to go into your app, into your iWork app, create that folder and just put a dummy text file called receipt in there. And then when you connect, it sees it and then lets you download it again.
Serious?
Yeah.
And this is more than just updating on the same Mac. This is like you have another Mac and it adds it to your purchase history?
Well, if you've already purchased it, because you have already purchased it, you have it installed.
Right, right.
You may have bought it through another route, i.e. from, off as installed it from a DVD or something like that.
Right, that's how I got it originally, back in, whenever it was, 2009.
Right. Yes, they're all 09, aren't they? Because they're still updating 09.
Yeah, it feels like we're at the end of major software updates that Apple for Final Cut 10, it'll be 10 for a long, long time. They'll just give us free updates. Aperture is the same way. We just got a huge update, but it was just a minor point release.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how I did it. I got that tip actually from Don McAllister.
Nice, yeah. I still need to catch up on his screencasts. There's just so little time and so much content out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Besides VMware, are there any other big apps that you rely on that haven't made in the App Store?
I have to look at my list of apps. All the Adobe CS suites.
Yeah. Are you using the Creative Cloud at all, or are you doing the old school style?
I haven't looked at it yet because I upgraded to 5.5 14 days before CS6 was announced.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
It's very sad. Free up.
Do you get a free update or no?
They said no, you have to buy it again. Still, you know, I'm using 5.5. There's nothing I can see in 6 at the moment that I will need, but at some point, obviously.
Yeah, the big stuff is just a pretty interface, which is rather nice for most people.
Mm-hmm. What else is there? So the latest version of Coda, for example. So I use, because I do web design, web development as well. So I use a couple of tools. One is called Coda. The other one's Espresso. And I think the latest versions of those are now on the Mac App Store.
Yeah, that was a big deal. And those hit. They were heavily discounted as well. I picked up the Coda for iPad just to play around with it. But yeah, those are definitely some pretty cool apps. Boinks TV, I know, is even in the Mac App Store, and that's a $500 full-out production app there.
What was it called again?
Boinks TV.
Boinks TV, yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to get a review unit of that pretty soon here to try it out, because my new day job, I'm actually doing video switching on a huge, like, 100-pound video switcher, you know, box thing. So I'm going to see how does the software compare to the hardware. So it'll be an interesting kind of discovery process there.
Probably the only other thing is Microsoft Office, because I have I'm using Microsoft Office 2011 for the Mac.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in the App Store yet.
Yeah. Do you use Office because of certain clients require to use that format, or why do you use that over the iWork suite?
Yeah, it's primarily because of that, and also Outlook is in there, and Outlook does a bit more. Although, saying that, I also find myself having to use Office actually in a Windows environment in Fusion.
Gotcha.
Certain things. We've got a number of in-house built plugins for Excel, for example, that won't work on the Mac side.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, I'd be kind of curious if VMware Fusion ever made it into the Mac App Store. Then you could have that, plus you have the Windows App Store, and then you could have all your Windows apps and within that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Microsoft will, you know, I don't see any reason why their products can't be in the App Store. There's nothing special as far as they're not doing anything direct with the hardware or anything like that.
No, and they have a history of releasing some apps into the iOS App Store.
Exactly. Yeah.
As far as Gatekeeper, are you leaving that at the default signed in App Store only apps, or did you move that around any?
Well, Gatekeeper is only on Mountain Lion. I'm still I'm not using Mountain Lion in anger as such yet, except for the one guy.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I haven't looked at that, but obviously I will be looking at that.
Right. And then moving on, iCloud stuff. Are you embracing it? I mean, are you using it for your email now? Or are you using it more for documents? Or what's your use of iCloud right now?
At the moment, I use it because I have some documents in there. One of the things I do here in Zurich, I'm on a team of quiz masters for a pub English pub quiz. And I create my question sheets as PDFs, and then I download them to my iPad and read them on the night. Okay, so cool. I use iCloud for that, because I write them on the Mac and then store them in iCloud.
Obviously. Is it a PDF pen? Or what app are you using for that?
To create them, I'm actually using Pages.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I use Pages and then save them as PDF. I mean, I could use Pages on the iPad, but I'm finding it easier because what I do is I put them into iBooks.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
It's
a cool way. I had the discussion a little while ago with someone else that was saying that Preview on the Mac should morph into, you know how we have Messages and iChat's kind of one big app? how Preview and iBook should be one big app on the Mac, so we have access to all that kind of stuff.
Huh.
I'm not sure if that'll ever happen, but it was an interesting notion to think about.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
Now, how's the iCloud stuff over there in Zurich? I mean, do you have iTunes Match? What components do you guys lack over there?
Well, iCloud, we have everything. So I think that's a global thing, right? Because there's no licensing issues.
Right.
With iTunes, yes, it varies. We only recently got movies, but of course, in Switzerland, the movies are only in French and German.
I never thought about that.
And same with the music. Some music we can't get if you go to the Swiss iTunes store. But everything else, iTunes Match is here, and I have used it. So I think I've updated all my library now to work with iTunes Match.
Yeah, that's a wild thing, especially if you have multiple Macs. You have like three Macs. Just log in and you're good to go.
I can be out on the road with my iPod Touch, for example, and if I'm looking for a track, it appears, and then there's a little cloud next to it. So I can, if I want to listen to that, I just tap the cloud, and it starts downloading it, providing them on Wi-Fi, of course.
Yeah. So another question with iCloud. The future kind of with iCloud is every app stores its app's data. Do you like that philosophy? I mean, do you see yourself committing to that once you move to Moundline on all your machines? Or do you prefer the Dropbox style where you have more, quote-unquote, control over your files?
You mean the app settings are stored in the app?
Well, no, the documents, actually. So, like, so TextEdit stores all your text documents, pages.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
I can see that becoming a bit of a management nightmare.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got multiple users that I have to manage. You know, they're going to be wanting... Okay, they're used to a standard file storage systems with folders and stuff. So it's probably going to take a little while before people start using this seriously, I think, for their main work.
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment period. I know you can do folders and stuff. It's like app folders, sort of. You drag and drop and it creates a folder. And Apple did it really smartly. When you have a ton of documents in a single folder, it'll do that horizontal scroll so you can actually go through all your documents there.
Yeah.
And then, the cool thing with iCloud and the Mac App Store is we're headed towards this future of you download an app, all the data comes with it, and backups in many regards are becoming less and less important. We'll still need them, of course. It's always a good thing, but... For the normal user, you log into your Mac, you have all your text documents, all your Pages documents, you have Keynotes, you have everything you need, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cool future.
A couple of times I've helped friends with restore an iPhone or an iPod Touch using iCloud. I mean, it's great. I mean, that makes it so much more convenient.
Oh, definitely is. And one thing I noticed myself is I'm using more native apps than I ever have before. I'm using Notes more. I'm using Reminders, actually. I mean, most of the apps that are native I'm using. Do you find yourself moving towards that as well just because it's so frictionless?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Like, it's funny because, like, in the early days in Tiger and Leopard and Snow Leopard, I was big in the third-party apps. Like Mail, I wouldn't touch the Mail app, and I wouldn't touch, you know, Notes on iOS. It was just a joke. And now it's just so all interconnected, it's fun to use.
Absolutely. I mean, when I first got into Macs back in 2007...
We got on the Mac at the same time, it sounds like, yeah. I was like late 2006, around there.
And I've been a Windows. Before that, I was heavily a Windows user and Office. So, So when I switched to the Mac, I just wanted to see what else was out there. So I started using Mail, and I'm very happy with Mail. And they've made over the years, they've made it easier and easier to integrate with Microsoft Exchange. So I actually use Mail and Calendar and Address Book more often than I actually use Outlook.
Yeah. But, it's funny how that works, how Apple integrated Exchange support so well that it outdoes Microsoft in many regards. So I think that's about it on the Mac App Store and iCloud. Do you have anything else you wanted to comment on?
No, I think that's enough for now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you through the International Mac Podcast and a couple other places. Where can people find you besides International Mac Podcast?
I'm an occasional guest on the International Mac Podcast, and I've also been on a couple of others. I've actually been on one of yours at one time, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was that?
I think it was iPad Possibilities. Maybe. I have to do so many shows, I forget. I do a lot of shows.
A while ago as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So probably the best place to find me, if you go to about.me/PaulShadwell, PaulShadwell, and there's links there to my Twitter, Facebook, and most all my other social media contacts. So you're more than welcome to go there and look me up.
Cool. Thanks again for your time today.
You're very welcome. Nice to talk to you again, mate.
Likewise.
Take care.
Well, that was the interview I had with Paul Shadwell about iCloud and the Mac App Store. Thanks again to him for his time today and sharing all this information with you guys and how he's approaching all this cool stuff, the Mac App Store and iCloud. You can find what he is up to over at about.me/PaulShadwell. And once again, thanks for listening to iWake. If you'd like to see more of it or listen to more of it, visit youtube.com/TCHATEN. That's where I do the videos of iWake, as well as some just random other videos I do. Also, there is this thing called iWake Again, and more information about that is at iWakePodcast.com/again. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will talk to everyone again tomorrow. Have a great day. Aloha.